Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Winning in Life with Dr. Fred and Linda Hodge. Through their 34 years of marriage and ministry to people, they have developed tremendous knowledge and insight in cultivating people for success in life. Get ready to hear motivational conversations and discussions on transformation that will help you reach your goals and live your dreams.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to our Winning in Life podcast with Dr. Fred and Linda Hodge. Now I need you to grab your pen and paper or your electronic instrument for note taking. We have some powerful information once again to share with you. Now, today we will be discussing seven characteristics of proven winners. Number one is vision. It's so important that you have a vision. Winners are visionaries. They possess the ability to see the future, the big picture.
Let's talk about vision just for a minute. And because I think people need to understand that there needs to be a focal point, that you just can't go through life from event to event and just kind of traveling down a journey without a purpose. If you do not have purpose, then you squander energy and you would just kind of get off track with your life and jump here and there. So there has to be precise, written down purposes that and targets that you're trying to hit. So vision represents your target, your objective, your goals. And those things are very important for a person to be strategic with their resources, with their energy, and with their partnerships. I think we'll go to number two if you don't have anything else to say about vision. Number two is realism. And what we mean by that, winners are realistic. They honestly evaluate themselves and others, and they are accurately assessing the resources available to them. They're able to look at the facts, and that's so important. There is what we call a combination of facts and faith. You have to know the facts of where you're going to start, and then you must have the faith to take that start and push it to its next level, believing that you have what it takes to get to your target and to your goal. So we have vision, then we have to be realistic about our starting place. But then number three, you take that one.
And that is courage.
Courage.
Winners are courageous. They possess the inner strength to initiate action and take bold steps with guarantee. You know, I mean, you can always have a vision, but if you don't have courage to implement the vision that has been given to you, you will never see your vision come to pass.
That's true.
And so courage takes that inner drive and that inner strength, as we said before, to initiate action, because it takes actions to get anything going. I mean, you can think about doing something all you want. You can meditate on it. But until you begin to take those powerful actions, they will never avail to anything. So you have to take those bold steps. And so some steps are small steps at once, and then you begin to add more steps until you eventually reach that place, your final destination where you're reaching, where you wanted to reach. But you got to be courageous. You got to step out of your box. You got to come out of your comfort zone. You've got to determine that I'm going to do this. I can do this. I'm equipped to do this. I have what it takes to do this, and I'm going to do this.
Right. I think unless you have the courage to initiate a start, you'll never see the finish. And most people want things done in an instant format. And when you want things done in an instant format, you will miss the steps to the journey. You'll miss steps to the process. And most of the times when you miss steps, you have to start that process all over again, or it's delayed in some cases until you put those steps in. So it's really important that you gather the facts and that you have the courage to actually follow the process step by step. Which brings us to number four, which is responsibility. Winners are responsible. They accept the fact that they are what they are because of their choices. They believe that only their decisions and choices can improve things. I have a saying that we are the ultimate result of the choices we've made. That the choices we made in our history is what produces our present. And if we do not like our present, or we want to improve on our present, then we must make the correct choices that will take us to the desired future. Now, here's a powerful saying. If you're going to have a good future, then you need to be the one to choose the future you're going to have. And choices will bring you to that place. So we must be responsible in making good choices.
And so, in other words, also with responsibility, that means that I can't blame anybody else for my shortcomings.
That's correct.
I can't blame anyone else for not having the breaks that I felt that I should have had in life. So regardless of where you are, you've got to be able to, matter of fact, deal with the hand that you've been dealt with.
That's correct.
And so a lot of times we're not dealt very good hands in life.
Right.
But you've got to learn how to look at those deck of cards that was given to you, whatever the situations is, whatever the shortcoming was in your life, and you've got to turn that into a winning hand.
Just like the little girl that was given the lemons, and she said, "What is this?" And the mother said, "Well, this is a gift to you." She said, "I can't do anything with these lemons." And she thought for a little while. She says, "I believe I'll make me some lemonade, and I'll go out on the corner and sell it for 5 cents a cup."
It is always something to do with no matter what you have in your hands.
Yes. As long as you have something in your hands, you have a plan and you can make that thing work.
Absolutely.
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 The next number five is learning. Oh boy, this is a good one. Winners are learners. I'm always, as a leader amongst leaders, I'm always encouraging leaders to stay students. Once you think you have mastered whatever it is that you're into, whatever your focus is, once you think you've mastered it, you fall to the back of the line, because things in our age, technology, information is always increasing. There's always new additions. There's always something else. And unless you stay in a place of learning, you'll fall behind. It's sort of like some of the ministers of my era have not been astute to stay up with technology, and now their ministries have become dinosaurs. And in order for us to stay on the cutting edge of what's going on in our dispensation, you have to stay a student. So you have to be committed to acquiring knowledge, which is required to succeed, because if you don't know something, you can't do something. And it's important to have the information to go to your next level. So we have to understand the three levels of education. The first one is current education, information I need just to stay current.
Because things are always changing.
Always changing.
There is so much information out there. And so many times we are living on information that we learned 5 and 10 years ago. But there are always current information and education that is provided for us. So we've got to stay on the cutting edge when it comes to learning.
Yes.
When it comes to just expanding our borders as far as in our minds.
Correct.
Acquiring various things in our individual lives. So we got to stay current.
Which leads us to the next step of learning, which is challenging education. Which is learning new things I have never done before, which can be uncomfortable because you got to break out of your shell. You got to come out of your comfort zone. And that takes courage in itself.
Yes, it does.
It takes courage for me to move from a posture of convenience to a posture of stretching. You know, if I do exercise every morning, and part of the thing that I look forward to is the stretch. And that's because going through the day, my muscles tighten up. And you would think my stretch yesterday would help me for the next day. It does not. So every day I have to incorporate a stretch program within my exercise program in order for me to be fluid, flexible, and have the ability to accomplish all the things I want to accomplish that day. So challenging education stretches you to be able to accomplish the things that are laid before you as possibilities. It's going to take some courage to do some stretching.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Matter of fact, I was just thinking just a few moments ago when you was talking, I'm taking a few internet classes, and that's something that I've never done before. And it's a stretch. It's a stretch to get on the computer every day to do homework assignments. Not look at your favorite program, possibly instead doing homework assignments.
Correct.
And so it is really a stretch. But I guess that's what learning is all about.
Yes.
It's about going to a place that you've never been before to receive information that you never experienced before.
Yes.
So learning is a powerful tool. And you know what? And the truth be told, I don't think you ever really get too old to be educated and to learn.
And here's my third point on learning and educating to being a student. It's called corrective education, because there's things that we've learned wrong, and we have to be willing to correct those things that we learn incorrectly the first time. It's a bad thing to build a foundation on it. To build an edifice or a home on a faulty foundation. Mm-hmm. And unless the contractor goes back and corrects that foundation, through time, that home is going to begin to shift. It's going to begin to lean.
Yes.
And then the foundation will not be able to uphold that edifice because it's faulty and it will fall through. So corrective education is also important, which is hard for people because people want to feel that they're right, and especially if they've been doing something a long time. When you do things a long time, it becomes a routine. Yes. It's hard to break routines. They become cycles and systems in your life. So you have to be listening intelligently for corrective learning, corrective education that points out to you that you've been doing something wrong. So winners will respect all three levels. Most winners also learn to multitask because multitasking provides the challenge they need to stay on the cutting edge.
Yeah, that's a huge statement right there. And I heard some interesting thing the other day. Matter of fact, in my class, they were saying that multitasking is wonderful, but they also said that we have to learn also how to focus on a few things at a time instead of trying to do everything
at one time.
Because a lot of energy is exerted when you're trying to do so many things.
Yeah.
So I think it all comes back to your goals. So maybe you should write down maybe three goals and begin just to focus on those and multitask in those particular areas instead of getting out of one goal going to another goal. Mm-hmm. They say that it really drains your mind actually to be doing so many things at one time.
Yeah,
that your mind has really been designed to really focus on one thing at a time.
Which brings us to number six in this list for the proven winners, and that is winners are thinkers. So that thinking process is important for focus and to being task driven and to being able to accomplish your task in a real good span of time. So thinkers, they possess the ability to gather and analyze information efficiently for accurate decision making. So it's important that we spend time each day really scheduling your day, putting your goals for that day in order, and thinking through your process for getting every task done.
Absolutely, absolutely. And number seven is innovative. Winners are innovative. They are highly flexible, and they change their approach to situations whenever new information dictates a change so that problems can be solved and resources can be maximized.
Wow, that's great.
That is so, so great. So you got to have that flexibility in order for change to take place. Because like I said earlier, there's always new information out there. And if we get so stuck in the old information, we will never be able to acquire the additional information that it really takes to go to that next level of productivity in our life. So we got to be innovative. We got to look for ways how we can expand even what we're doing right now. Because Because when you think about it, there is always a better way to do what you're doing.
That's true.
There is always, many times, a better system
right.
that needs to be implemented in your life as well.
Right.
So you got to be innovative when it comes to change and the approaches to change. And then also, of course, be open for new information.
Well, your transformation to championship thinking starts with your preparation. One of the first things you must do to prepare yourself to think like a winner is get rid of mental clutter. Clutter is the biggest obstacle to accurate thinking and a winning attitude. It violates the principle of organization, which simplifies processes and frees the mind to take on new endeavors. Using a pencil or pen, a notepad, or a day planner is the most efficient way to eliminate mental clutter and organize your thinking. You know, I'm a great proponent of the calendar.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I push that on everything. In fact, our whole life is calendarized for the whole year.
Yes, it is. That's it has to be.
Yeah.
In order for you to be productive, in order for you to get things done, you got to know what you need to get done. And you need to know the priority in which you need to get it done. Otherwise, you're just kind of beating empty air.
Well, look at this. Your brain is so wonderfully made that can do so many different functions at one time and contain a computer, a hard drive full of information. And many times information gets boggled in your mind to where things that you need to know right now are pushed to the back of your mind. So it's really not efficient to try to remember what you need to do daily, but to have it documented, written down, so that there is no additional thinking process concerning what you need to get accomplished. So organization is very important, and then eliminating clutter is very important. I think one of the major ways to do that is documentation, journaling. You need to write it down. You don't have to depend on memory to recall accurate information.
Absolutely. Matter of fact, I think we may end up doing an episode on journaling.
Yeah, we need to.
We really do, because that's a powerful tool in many times in getting what's in you out of you.
Yeah.
And also being able to write declarations and confessions. That's one way to do it
yes,
as well.
Yes.
Because sometimes you can be writing and the Holy Spirit can bring new information to you, revelation to you. And then that is an avenue for you begin just to write it out. He'll begin to speak to you just through your writing.
Yes.
He will prophesy to you through your writing.
But he's your greatest partner for life.
Yes.
That's why God has given us his spirit to lead us through life, because they're going to come a time when we get to situations where we won't know what to do and won't even know what to pray for. But the Holy Spirit himself
yes.
knows the heart of God for us. Writing down is important. By writing things down, you can establish order. And you can relieve your mind from the clutter and the confusion of trying to rethink things. Writing is a basic way to use tools, but it is the starting point for eliminating clutter and clearing your path to thinking like a winner. The practice of writing is a principle. And the Lord answered me. You know, this is in the Bible.
Absolutely. That's where it started.
And God told him to write. And Habakkuk said, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. That's in Habakkuk 2:2. Having a written plan of action gives you control of your situation. You are no longer a victim of events. A written plan allows you to consider events and decisions beforehand. The more you create written plans that become to-do lists, the more control you have. You cannot be creative when your mind is cluttered. Once you learn the simple art of generating to-do lists, prioritizing your list, and developing schedules to implement your written plan, you can move on to critical decision-making and critical things.
Well, that has been awesome. That has been a wonderful, wonderful podcast that we presented here today. And so can you give any take-home messages to the audience that they may can begin to implement right now? I know we talked about journaling, we talked about writing, we talked about getting the clutter out of your mind, we talked about what it means to be a good thinker, but is there any closing remarks that you can give to the listeners here on today that would just kind of jumpstart their week?
Yes, I can. And I think that is, when you wake up in the morning, spend time just thinking and imagining and meditating. I think you really need to activate your brain. Just not get up and get coffee and get, you know, get into your routine and just bypass some creative moments. If you get up in the morning, and some of us call it devotion, some of us call it prayer, some of us read scripture and then meditate on scripture, but you can do this in a practical sense about your career, you can do it about your entrepreneurial pursuits or whatever. Just sit down, think, and then have pencil and paper with you, because once you start thinking on a certain subject, it's going to build upon itself. Things will begin to come to you. It's just like when I put messages together, I'll just begin to think on a subject. I feel inspired that this is a subject I need to teach. And all of a sudden, by thinking on that subject, it becomes, the subject matter is my foundation, and I begin to build a construct around it. Things begin to come to me. And then once I get a couple of things, more things come. Then examples come. And so just by me taking the time to think on it, I receive multiple principles that I can apply to that one given message. So getting up and having a time of meditation to kind of think, have a process of thinking so you can become creative. And then to write those things down. Don't trust your mind to remember later on. You're going to think some good things. Journal those things. Document those things. And do not throw your journals away, because I use my iPhone, I use paper, and I have those notes to go back to. And then once I make my notes and I have documented them in a file in my computer, I can let go of those previous notes, because now I have a documentation of the project that I was working on. And then I think the last thing I would like to say, after meditating and writing things down, create a plan of action. There has to be action. You have to do something, because knowing something is great. Doing something is better. When you begin to do what you know, you get results.
Wow.
So you will not have results until action takes place.
So action is like having wheels on your car.
That's right. You can have an engine. You can have a steering wheel. You can even have a radio. You can turn the radio on and be listening. And boy, that music sounds great, but you're not going anywhere. You have no wheels. You have to have wheels on the car to move that thing forward. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a great podcast. I'm here with the lovely Linda Hodge. She's going to sign us out. Go ahead, Linda.
Thank you for joining us again on today, Winning in Life podcast. Make sure you let someone know, share the information of all the wonderful information that you're learning here with us. We just counted a privilege that you have tuned in with us today. And check it out. Pass the information on. Go on your Facebook. Tell someone how an awesome time that you had with us, and that you're getting your life together. You're winning in life. And until we see you on next week, remember, you always win in life. Bye-bye.
I hope you enjoyed this thought-provoking podcast with Dr. Fred and Linda Hodge. Please join us for another episode of Transformation Mentoring that will propel you forward into your legacy. Be sure to visit our website for upcoming events and tools that will help you obtain your dreams. The address is transformationmentoring.org. Connect to our social media, grab a free gift when you subscribe to our list. Until next time, be transformed.